You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Monica Velez. At a shopping center on the corner of Kings Canyon and Winery in southeast Fresno, amid the restaurants, beauty salons, and grocers, there's a bland entrance to an otherwise colorful mini mall. It's called V9. Inside are mostly women vendors, a few doing detailed work at sewing machines. The rhythmic sound of stitching sometimes accompanies conversations in Hmong. As FM89's news director Alice Daniel reports, V9 is not just a place to buy things, it's also a place to share, even when the news is at its worst.
The rows of little shops sell traditional clothing, brightly colored embroidered pieces, costume jewelry, and hair ornaments. Cha Vang waits while a vendor shows his companion a set of dangly silver earrings and a necklace. Vang lives in Sacramento now, but came back to Fresno this week to mourn with family members of his close friend, the popular singer C. Lee, who was killed in the mass shooting Sunday.
He's well known throughout the United States. Wherever all the Hmong community lives, they all love his songs.
Vang says he met the 23-year-old singer a couple of years ago, and they became good friends. He'd even seen him last Sunday before the shooting occurred. But later that afternoon, Vang was back on Highway 99, heading north. When he got to Sacramento, he says, he had a bad feeling. Something just hit him.
I was talking to a friend who we all share our spiritual side together. And I told her, hey, do you kind of feel like, you know, something's wrong, something's kind of awkward?
Then he looked at his Facebook and his world blew up. Vang says he and Lee were in touch almost every day.
He always had that big, bright smile every time you see him.
Coming to the mini mall gives Vang a sense of belonging, just like Lee's music. Songs about love, songs for broken hearts and enduring loss, songs that tell stories.
If you are brokenhearted, learn to walk your path again. And, you know, eventually your chosen one will come along.
One of the vendors here, Ganu Vu, helps Feng's friend with the clasp of a necklace she's trying on. Vu also sells herbal supplements and teas. She says people here can't stop talking about the mass shooting. The Hmong community is like a big family, she says.
Everybody talk about it. Everybody's so sad. Everybody try to help. Everybody ask the question, why people are doing like that? So we didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, so we don't know why.
Why four men were shot dead and six others wounded in a backyard party. Standing outside her stall, Vu sees the sister of one of the men who was killed walk by. The shopkeeper across the way hugs her, and she starts to cry. Vu asks if she wants to share a story about her brother. She's too sad, she says, to talk. Vu says she also knows one of the victims. He worked at the grocery store just next to V9.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. Yeah, I always see him carry the stuff from the store to another store. He's very, very nice guy.
At that store, assistant manager Zua Zong says 40-year-old Kalasa Tao was a quiet sort. He always got his work done and was generous about helping out. His violent death left a growing family behind.
It's just sad to, you know, for this to happen because, you know, he has a lovely wife, two little daughters, another one on the way too.
Two kids and a wife who is 7 months pregnant. Zong had seen him on Sunday. It was just another day at work, he says, until later, when he saw the news and looked at social media.
Wow, like, it's crazy because, you know, you don't know when is the last time you'll see someone.
At the mini mall, Cha Vang says community members who are in despair need to reach out to each other. Just ask, he says.
And you have a whole village to help you.
Before he leaves V9, he says his favorite song is a recent one Lee sung with his girlfriend.
Most astounding song of all. not when everybody loves it.
It's a song he'll hold on to as he goes to meet Lee's family, hoping to give and maybe even get some solace. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.